The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Already 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and now that spring has sprung, it's time for us to start turning our attention to golf out at Golf Country. J.D. Jowett joins us right now. Good morning, J.D.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy springtime.
Well, thank you.
Sort of.
It's awesome. I mean, we really, like you said, we were talking, we really didn't have a winter.
Well, and there were people out on the golf course in February, in March, in January. I mean, we had enough mild weather and lack of snow. People could really get out all winter long.
And people played every month of the year and multiple times.
Yeah, it's very unusual, but certainly good news for the folks at Golf Country, where it's all about golf. And this weekend is the beginning of demo days.
Yes, it is. It's our first demo day event. Well, kind of our second one. We've had a couple indoors because we do have the sweet spot where we can host demo days indoors. And we did that with the weather being a little inclement. But this is, we're hoping Saturday is going to be a decent day where we'll be able to see full flight. We're having Ping and TaylorMade and Cobra come. It'll be from 11 to 3. We are taking appointments, but we will service walk-ins. We have lots of staff. We have multiple launch monitors. So if we do get really busy, we can take care of everybody. So don't think because you didn't make an appointment that you can't come. The product lines by these three companies are pretty awesome. They have some really new technology that they're putting out that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that. You brought in a couple of drivers here that are getting rave reviews.
Yes, we have. I brought in the, obviously, the Ping with the G430 Max 10K. Which basically is describing what they've done with the head. It's 10,000 MOI, which is a moment of inertia, which actually restrains the amount of twisting a driver can do. They've launched and extended both from face to back and from toe to heel. It is actually the USGA max that we can move that. So this has been, and if you look at any of the reviews on any of the sites, this driver has really been touted as a real breakthrough for Ping in itself because now they're getting speed and they're getting distance out of their drivers and through the industry too. It's something that is quite amazing. We're really excited. We've been selling quite a few of these. It does only have a single weight port in the back, but that's just to make it more stable. It does have spasticity, which many years ago, we talked about when we incorporated that into the fairway woods, and now they have it in the driver. Mm-hmm. It is the largest profile possible by the USGA limits, which is another thing Ping has accomplished. They've always been on the leading edge of pushing the limits to what USGA can do. It still has the adjustable lie and loft. And also, the unique thing about these, and we've talked about this in the past through both the 425 line and the G430 line, is that it can make this flatter.
Yeah.
So we can address all the golfers,
yeah,
not just the tall ones, which makes it very nice. We can lower this 2 or 3 degrees as far as the lie. And if anybody's been out and talked to me or anybody at Golf Country, that's something we always discuss because it's basically the steering wheel. So instead of somebody standing at a dress with the toe way up in the air, this driver adjusts down so it is, the sole is even, and it's a much better look, and there's many more center hits for better dispersion and longer shots. They've also adjusted the sound on this driver so that it is, that's something they changed from the 425 in the G430 line, is they've taken very good care of addressing the acoustics.
I'll be darned.
So they actually employ sound engineers.
Isn't that amazing?
It's they're always trying to, again, fall back to making their drivers, the metal drivers, the carbon drivers, sound like persimmon.
Yeah.
So it's a throwback, but that's what they're really trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Because the sound, when you have a center hit off a persimmon driver, is just solid.
Feels good. It feels good right there in your soul, doesn't it?
It does.
It's like, oh, yeah. You know you're connected and you did something good.
And some of us that have a few years on us can actually relate to that and understand because we had to use those,
yeah.
and they were very productive. So that's something that they're all the companies are trying to do. So we're going to have Ping there. They're going to have their tech reps there. I think Adam, my Southeastern Michigan rep, will probably be there giving us a hand, and he'll be able to explain stuff. If not, JT will be there, or TJ will be there, and he can help us out also with that. And you can ask any of our staff. Nick will be there. Nick Bailey's on staff now helping us in a big help. And then I will also be there to assist people. And also to complement that, and the other driver that's been getting a lot of publicity is now the new QI10 Max. Mm-hmm. From TaylorMade. It is the third generation of the carbon face. This year it has a blue look to it. It looks very sharp. It's very strong. It comes both in a max version and a max draw. And they've done similar technology, and this has gotten really good reviews also. And I think this driver is really going to help TaylorMade push through that whole driver thing and get back on board with some really strong performances on the PGA Tour and also on our local golf leagues. I think people will have a lot of fun hitting this. It's very forgiving. Again, it's a 10K. And that's really the thing this year is to understand is this moment of inertia is so important through all your clubs, whether it be your driver, your putter. We've discussed it through the whole group, and it's getting it so that it has less resistance for rotational twist through the swing. Now, obviously, we both know when we play, Paul, that we have that opportunity mm-hmm. to enhance that through our hands and our body because we're human, but these drivers give it that everything tech can possibly bring to the board.
Yep, you get the right equipment, the right technique, and you get that through some lessons, and you're good to go for the season, aren't you?
Yep, because the biggest thing with these is again, and I tell people when we do fittings in the sweet spot with our TrackMan, is the two things we watch a lot is, once we establish club speed, is actually ball speed. Mm-hmm. Because you can see the more center hits we get, the higher the ball speed is. That's something that with that number we can move. That creates more energy, which, again, smash factor, that's a term we've talked about in the past. We need to increase that, and that will give us more distance. So that is what these drivers are based on, accomplishing this, because if the face doesn't twist, the head doesn't twist, we'll have more center hits, and therefore we can. And even if we don't, these are proven through technology that even toe and heel hits, you give up a lot less distance lost, and also dispersion is much tighter with these.
There you go. You can come out this weekend, this Saturday at Golf Country, and get your hands on these clubs and talk to the reps during demo days. It's a big deal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then for today, when you really can't get on the golf course, we do have out in the sweet spot, we do have two simulators, TrackMan-based simulators. Mm-hmm. It's 45 an hour per session. We're open with our hours from 9 until 7, and you can come and we have 310 courses available for this, and you can come and play any of the courses you want. We have Pebble Beach and Spyglass also, so you can enjoy those if they're on your bucket list and get some practice when you're saving up to go.
There you go, and you can sign up for lessons, too. You should do that again this year.
Yes, sir. We have lessons, myself. We have John Gregus and also Wendy. We also have club fittings that you can sign up for if you care to try this, and this Saturday doesn't work into your schedule. You're more than welcome to schedule a fitting Monday through Saturday. We'll walk you through all the information. We ask when you come, and this Saturday when you come, we would like you to bring your gamer club. So if you're looking at new drivers, bring the driver you play on a regular basis so we can get a baseline and we can show you whether it's going to be better or not. Sometimes it's not, and we'll be the first ones to tell you, because the whole thing there is getting you to play better,
yep.
Have a better understanding on how you're playing and how to swing. So we want you to test your product against the new product so you can see the difference.
All right. Starting to get green out there. It's supposed to be back in the 60s next week, so... spring is here, and it's time to start thinking golf. You can do that at Golf Country. What are the hours out there again, JD?
We are there from 9 until 7, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sunday. We're located at 4730 Smith Creek Road in Kimball, Michigan. And the number is 810-364-9160. If you want to call and schedule, talk to Heather. She can get you on the sheets and get a time for you.
All right, very good. J.D. Jowett, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, let's get a look at the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes here on WPHM.